Thank you very much indeed. Hello, I'm Alexander Armstrong, and welcome to Pointless, the show where the more obscure your knowledge, the better your chances of winning. Let's meet today's players. And couple number one.
Hi, my name's Helen. This is my friend Stephen, and we live in London.
Couple number two.
Hi, I'm Steve. This is my friend Andrea. I'm from Littleborough in Lancashire. She's from Cumbria.
Couple number three.
Hi, I'm Hannah. This is my aunt Anya. She's from Kingston, and I'm from East Grinstead.
And finally, couple number four.
I'm Simon. This is Steve. I'm from Grimsby. Steve's from Llandudno, and we are firemen in London.
And these are today's contestants. Thanks very much, all of you. We'll find out more about each of you throughout the show as it goes along. So that just leaves one more person for me to introduce. You've heard of the Wizard of Oz. Well, this guy's the Osman of Wiz. It's my pointless friend. It's Richard.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. Afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
And to you.
Now, you'd have spotted something straight away, wouldn't
you? Yeah, I did, yeah.
How many Steves have we got?
I know.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
We are 37.5% Steve today.
Wow.
That is quite something, isn't it?
What about, 25% Steve P as well.
I know, how about, well, we've got Steve PI.
Yeah.
Who I'm assuming is a private detective.
Yeah.
And we've got Steve PR, who does a lot of the PR for Steve PI. But I tell you what, if you are Steve PR, if you're PR for Steve, you've done a very good job today. Yeah. Millions of them.
Millions.
Actually, a lot of the women have got virtually the same names. We've got Hannah, Anya, Andrea. Good, how are we going to tell anyone apart?
Wow.
I have to say thank you to Helen and Simon. For at least sort of sticking out a bit from the crowd.
Vive la différence.
That last podium there, got Simon and Steve PR. Did very well last time, got through to the head-to-head, so it's going to be tough to beat. And on our first podium, we've also welcomed back Helen and Stephen, obviously. Statistically likely, isn't it? Whichever person I say. We've got knocked out in round two, so also quite a strong pair.
Stephen's come back in a suit today.
He looks really smart, doesn't he?
Yeah, doesn't he?
That's very nice. I think that's because Steve PR has told him to.
I can imagine. Thank you very much indeed. Now, every question on Pointless has been put to 100 people before the show. Today's contestants, indeed, like all contestants, are looking for a pointless answer, that being an answer that none of our 100 people gave. Find one of those and we will add 250 quid to the jackpot. Now, Conrad and Carolyn didn't win the jackpot last time, so we add another £1,000 to that. So today's jackpot starts off at £4,250. Right, if everyone's ready, let's play Pointless. Now, just remember, the pair with the highest score at the end of each round will be eliminated, so do everything you can to make sure that's not you. Our first category today is words. It's a words round. I love words rounds. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, let's find out what the question is. Here it comes. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many words ending in A-V-E as they could. A-V-E. Richard.
Yeah, we're looking for any word which has its own entry in the Oxford Dictionary of English that ends A-V-E, please. As always, no proper nouns, no hyphenated words or anything like that. Just any word with its own entry in the Oxford Dictionary of English.
OK, thank you very much indeed. Now, Helen, welcome back. Remind us what you do.
Oh, I work for a fair trade coffee company. I work in sales.
So what mid-morning, when people are thinking, ooh, quite nice to have something to maybe a warming drink, what do you have?
Oh, I'm an espresso drinker, sometimes a macchiato, but I have to drink all sorts of coffee. Sometimes we have coffee tastings in a day. And
is there anything in your office that's not fair trade?
Well, we have other things that are maybe local or organic or biodegradable things, so... it's an ethical...
That's a good office to work in.
Yeah.
Now, Helen, we've come to the moment of truth.
Yes.
A word ending A-V-E.
OK, I'm going to go for agave.
Oh, what about that? That's presumably what you sweeten your fair trade coffee with.
Well, it is a good sweetener.
Yeah, it is.
But I tend to go without sugar, so...
All
I'm
the
sweet
better.
Enough already.
There's good advice right there. Anyway, agave is what Helen is saying. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said agave. It's right. Four for agave. I'm sorry that didn't go all the way down. I was sort of expecting it to.
That's a good answer, isn't it? Yeah, succulent plant. It's from the US and the tropical Americas as well. But, we use it as a sweetener.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, Andrea, welcome. Good to have you here. Where are you from?
Cumbria.
Cumbria. And what do you do?
I'm a semi-retired teacher.
semi-retired and that you tried to get away but they dragged you back in?
Absolutely.
Or you... Oh, well, that's good. What do you teach?
French.
Very good. What level do you teach at?
Up to A level, but mainly GCSE.
OK. Now, most French teachers I know tend to spend a lot of time in France.
Yes.
Do you as well?
I try to.
Yeah. Do you have a favourite region?
All of them. It's an ambition to visit every region of France. I've got two left.
Which are they?
Brittany and the Jura in the east.
OK. Now, well, we're looking for words ending A-V-E.
Not my strong suit, this, but I don't think I can follow agave, but I'm going to go for knave.
Knave. Spell that for me.
K-N-A-V-E.
Good-o. K-N-A-V-E. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said knave. Twenty-seven. For knave with a K.
A pretty big sword there, yeah. Dishonest or unscrupulous man, a knave.
Ooh, you held my gaze a little bit long there, as you said, dishonest, unscrupulous man.
Nope. I think that's you worrying.
Do you think?
Yeah. Have you got a guilty conscience about something?
No.
Oh, fine. This just sounds like a job for Steve P.I.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anya, welcome. Great to have you here. What do you do, Anya?
I was a teacher, but I got early retirement, and now I'm an artist.
What did you teach?
I taught sciences.
Did you? Did you look over wistfully towards the art department and think, oh, I'd love to be teaching there?
Absolutely.
Oh. So you gave that early retirement. You quite glad not to be teaching anymore?
In some respects. Love the teaching, hate the admin.
Oh, the admin.
Yeah. Tedious.
What do you do in your I suppose art, really? You know, you're always doing art, really.
Yes, I'm in a community mosaic project at the moment. We run around slathering any available surface in community mosaics.
Lovely.
Much appreciated.
Where are you doing one at the moment?
We're doing one for a school, locally.
Very nice
indeed.
And
one for a synagogue as well.
So you oversee, obviously with a mosaic, somebody has to sort of stand back and go, no, up a bit, green
a
bit.
Yeah, we have a chief artist for that.
Very good. Good. OK, now, we're looking for words ending in A-V-E.
Well, dredging my science background, I'm going for autoclave.
They like a bit of autoclave. Autoclave. Let's see how pointless that is. 2! I preempted that. Mispreempted, in fact. It's 2 pointless. Look at that. Wow, autoclave.
Yeah, well played, Anya. Terrific answer. Yeah, so it's a strong container used for chemical reactions and things, isn't it? And you can heat it up and all sorts of things. An autoclave. There's lots of admin in art.
Yes, of course.
I think I used to do lots of origami. There was so much paperwork. Yeah.
Steve PR. Steve PR, welcome back. So, listen, you were head-to-headers last time.
Yes.
Head-to-headers?
Yes.
And, yes, then it was Harold Wilson, I think, that saw you off.
Yeah, we also had a maths question and we were up against a maths teacher, so that didn't
No,
really
no,
help.
That's no excuse, Steve PR. Come on. Come on. Steve PR, remind us what you do.
Myself and Simon are both firefighters in northwest London.
In northwest London?
Yes.
I mean, do you have particular disciplines within firefighting? I mean, are there particular things that are your department there?
Yeah, as you can tell, I'm a lot smaller than Simon, so I'm the guy who goes in all the...
Ground floor?
Yeah, the nuts and crannies, I'm in there, and Simon puts up smoke along.
OK, Steve PR. I'm not going to call you Steve PR all the way through, don't worry. Words ending A-V-E.
Unfortunately, it's not my strong point, and I really don't want to let Simon down, but I'm going to go with a word I've heard a lot, and that's behave.
Behave. Let's see, how many people said behave? 39.
Yeah, well played, behave, that's where posh bees live.
Thank you very much indeed. We're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at those scores as they stand. Two, the best score of that pass. Well done. Autoclave, Vanya. Very well done. Then up to four, where we find Helen and Stephen. Then up to 27, where we find Andrea and Steve P.I. And then up to 39, where we find Steve P.R. and Simon. So, yes, Simon, over to you. We need a nice low score. Best of luck with that. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? So we're looking for words ending in A-V-E. Simon. What do you do? I mean, I imagine quite a lot of your time is spent just waiting in a sort of state of near readiness.
Like a coil spring.
Exactly. Yeah. In a state that probably would put a coil spring to shame. what do you tend to do? What's your favourite pastime in that state of readiness?
Watching Pointless, obviously. Yes. We've sort of rearranged our tea break to fit in with Pointless. So.
I'm delighted to hear that.
When we get a tea break, we're really busy. So.
Are you competitive? Do you have a sort of game that you play on the side with Pointless? I mean, do you have?
It's just basically a load of barracking when you get one wrong.
Fair enough. Well, bearing that in mind, let's have a good answer from you. You're the high scorer, Simon, so we need a really good low score here.
I have a few, but I'm going to be inspired by Podium 1 and Steve and go suave.
That is very apt, Simon, the way you said that there. Suave. OK, no red line for you as you're the high scorers. Let's see how many people said suave. Two. Look at that. Our joint lowest score so far. Very well done. 41. Let's hope that keeps you in the game, Simon.
That's a terrific answer, Simon. Very well played. So those ones that are pronounced differently are always the harder ones to get, aren't they? Mm. Yeah, very charming, effortlessly charming. A suave knave is what you've got to look out for. They're trouble.
Yeah, trouble.
Yeah, I'm not looking at you.
But you just, are. But
well, no, yeah, I am. But you are. But, yeah, so, yeah. But not for any reason other any than reason, yeah. politeness.
No. Thanks very much indeed. Now, Hannah, welcome. Welcome to Pointers. What do you do, Hannah?
I'm an event manager for a catering company in West Sussex.
Oh, it sounds like there's an and there.
And South East England. I feel like I'm advertising right here.
But when you're not event managing for a game, that's quite fun.
Yeah.
Lots of parties.
Yeah, stressful, but fun.
Stressful, but I mean, it's it's not.
A lot of, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Tray holding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of preparation. You've got to be there very early. Do you do sort of conferences and things like that?
Yeah, all sorts.
Yeah. but when you're not doing that, what do you do?
Yeah, we have a common interest of theatre.
We do.
We do.
We do. And your goal is?
Directing.
Directing theatre.
Yeah.
And how are you working your way towards that?
Interning, working hard for free.
Where are you interning now?
At a theatre company in Covent Garden.
Excellent.
It's fun. It's
enjoying
fun.
It?
Yeah, really enjoying
Very
it.
Very good. Good stuff. Well, best of luck with that. You're on two. Brilliant answer from Anya.
Amazing.
The high scorers are just behind you there, Simon and Steve PR on 41. So if you can score 38 or less, you're home and dry.
I'm between two, but I'm going to go with concave.
Very good. Concave. There is your red line. Get below that, you're through to round two. Let's see how many people said concave. Very well done. 30. Concave scores you 13. Takes your total to 50.
Great stuff, Hannah. Very well played, yeah. Having a surface that curves inwards.
Very good. Steve P.I., welcome to the show. Great to have you here. What do you do, Steve?
I'm retired now.
What did you do, Steve?
I was a Macmillan nurse.
Good for you. How long did you do that for?
About 17 years.
Very good. When did you stop?
About 4 or 5 years ago.
What do you do with your time these days?
A lot of outdoor work, Alexander. I do a lot of... natural history photography. I do a lot of work with the local council, sort of working on footpaths and cutting trees down and making the countryside more acceptable for the public.
Very good. That sounds quite fun. Nice,
it
fulfilling
is.
Love, job.
Yeah,
nice to
it,
get
well,
out.
It's completely different to what I did before.
Yeah, really, so. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You've had a little bit of time to think of words ending in A-V-E. How many of the ideas you've had have been stolen by other people?
None.
Good. This is good. I think you've got a good answer.
No.
There's your red line. You have to get below that red line to stay with us.
I joined Steve, but I've put a misbehave.
There we are. Misbehave. Let's see how many of our 100 people said misbehave. It's right. Very well done, you're through. Look at that, 9 for Misbehave. That takes your total up to 36.
Great tactics there as well from Steve, isn't it? Very good. Yeah, Misbehave. That's what happens when a posh bee gets lost.
Stephen. We've talked a lot about the suit, but it can't go unmentioned.
Thank you.
No, I'm actually speaking to you. They're very smart indeed.
I'm modding my look on you and Richard.
Very good. I don't know if we could look half as good as that, Stephen. We'd be doing well.
Very kind of you.
Now, remind us what you do.
I'm a statistician involved in medical research.
Very good. So people feed you all the... This is stuff that sort of, that comes... This is before drugs go out to...
It's clinical trials.
Right, I
see. So testing new treatments. And then we look at the... Analyse the end results.
Anything exciting we should be looking forward to coming out onto the shelves of our pharmacists?
I can't mention it, I'm afraid, until it's published.
Until it's published. But you can just say there are some great things coming up.
Yeah, I'm sure there are many great things.
Oh, I bet there are. I can't wait. A couple of weeks from now, I'll be down that pharmacist. Anyway, listen. We have to get this round finished. There you are. You're on 4. You have to score 36 or less.
Okay. I wasn't looking forward to the words round. But I'm going to say bereave.
Oh, that's good. Bereave, says Stephen. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said it. There's your red line. It's right. Gets you through. It's 1, the lowest score of the round so far. Very well done indeed. Takes your total up to 5, also the lowest total of the round.
Yeah, best answer. Very well played, Stephen. So have you got one? I've written down what I think your word will be.
Oh, Lord.
I know you well enough. I think I've got one.
Well, given that autoclave scored 2, my original one of architrave is going to be way high. Get out of town.
I knew it. 6 points.
That's just hilarious.
Do you sometimes feel we've been doing this show together too long?
Not too long, just long.
Now let's take a look at some of the pointless answers, because there'll be some ones here that you could have gone for as well. Autosave would have been a pointless answer. Biconcave, which is exactly
that's where you keep bicons.
That's where you get your bike on, yeah. That's where prehistoric men kept their bikes. You could have had Brainwave, which was the first prehistoric man to put his bike on a cave. Exclave, Folkweave. You could have had Interleave.
Of course.
People who like their holidays. You could have had Margrave, which was an old-fashioned name for some of the European princes. Microwave would have been a pointless answer, would have been a great answer. And Outbrave. So well done if you said any of those. Let's take a look at the top 3 answers, the ones that most of our 100 people said. Wave for 62, save for 71, and have for 83.
Thank you very much indeed. So at the end of our first round, the pair heading home with a high score of 41. That's not a high score, but I'm afraid in this words round, it just happens to be our head-to-headers from last time. Oh, I'm so sorry, Simon and Steve PR. Yeah, say goodbye. I thought you were going to go all the way through to the final. I'd kind of mapped it all out. Simon, Steve, thanks very much for playing. Great contestant. But for the 3 remaining pairs, it's now time for round 2. And so we're down to 3 pairs. Sadly, at the end of this round, we'll have to say goodbye to another of the pairs in front of me now. Very best of luck to all 3 pairs. Our category for round 2 is pop music. It's pop music. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, and the question concerns Irish and Northern Irish bands. Irish and Northern Irish bands, Richard.
Yeah, in a moment, Zander's going to show you the names of 4 bands who are made up primarily of members who come from Ireland or Northern Ireland. You just need to tell us anyone who's ever been a full member of one of these bands, please.
Thanks very much. Now, as Richard just mentioned, we're going to put the names of 4 bands up on the board. They'll stay on the board. The same bands will be up for the whole way through the round, so we won't be changing them halfway through the round. Let's find out what those 4 bands are. Snow Patrol, The Undertones, U2, Westlife. I'll read them again. Snow Patrol, The Undertones, U2 and Westlife. Helen, it's over to you.
Hmm... gosh, this is not sort of my particular speciality. Sorry, Stephen, I'm going to have to go for Bono.
Bono. OK, let's see how many Bono scored. How many people said Bono? It's right. 68. 68 for Bono.
Of course, the lead singer of U2. Real name, Paul Hewson.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, Andrea.
This is possibly my worst subject as well. In fact, I couldn't name anybody from the first three. So I'm just going to have to cross my fingers and hope that Ronan Keating is correct.
OK, Ronan Keating, it says Andrea. Let's see if it's right. Let's see how many people said it, if it is. I'm afraid that's an incorrect answer. Scores you the maximum of 100 points.
Yeah, sorry, Boyzone, I'm afraid, Ronan Keating.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. Now, Hannah.
Why did I decide to go first? This is tough. I kind of feel like I need to make it up, but it must be from a memory somewhere. Is it Sean Ritchie?
Sean Ritchie. OK, let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said it. No. Sorry, I'm afraid that's an incorrect answer, which also scores you the maximum of 100 points.
Yeah, sorry, no Sean Ritchie. No Shane Ritchie either, but certainly no Sean Ritchie.
Well, we're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at those scores as they stand. 68 is the best score of that round. Very, very well done. Bono, where did you get that from?
It's a bit obscure, so, you know.
They just lodge at the back of your head, don't they? Sometimes there's little facts, and you just pluck them out. And then up to 100, where we find Andrea, Steve, PI, and Hannah and Anya. So, yes, Anya and Steve, PI. It's going to be between you two. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, now, Anya, remember, we're looking for the name of anyone who's been a member of these four bands.
I'm dredging up something from the past that I heard John Peel talk about. Fergal Sharkey.
Fergal Sharkey, says Anya. No red line for you as your joint high scorers, but let's see how many people said Fergal Sharkey. Absolutely right. 22. 22 for Fergal Sharkey. Takes your total up to 122.
Yeah, the original lead singer of the Undertones. Very good answer. Went on to have a solo career as well. And then a career on the other side of the music business as an executive.
Thanks very much indeed. CPI, Steve, now you've got a goal here. You have to score 21 or less.
No.
Oh, Steve.
No.
So and you being a Westlife fan and all.
I know. You know, it just goes out your head with the lights. So.
Yeah.
So we're going to go for Patrick O'Flaherty.
Patrick O'Flaherty. Patrick O'Flaherty, let's see.
It's in there somewhere.
Let's see if Patrick O'Flaherty is right. Let's see how many people said it. There's your red line. No. I'm sorry, somewhere out there, Patrick O'Flaherty will be watching going, oh, I knew I should have been in those bands. I'm afraid that scores you 100 points, takes your total up to 200, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Steve, he's also in Boyzone, I'm afraid.
Thanks very much. Now, Stephen, your time to shine, Stephen. You're already through, which is good news, even if you score 100 points, which you won't.
Go for someone in U2. We've got the edge, but I think the drummer is called Adam Clayton.
Adam Clayton, so says Stephen. Adam Clayton, no red lines, you're already through, but let's see how many people said Adam Clayton. It's right. 11. Very well done indeed. 11 for Adam Clayton takes your total up to 79. Again, the lowest score of the round. Very well done.
Well played, Stephen. It's actually the bassist. The drummer is Larry Mullen, who would have scored you 8 points. And the Edge, who you also mentioned there, would have scored you 30. So not a bad answer at all. Now, all the pointless answers come from the Undertones or Snow Patrol. Let's take a look at some of them. First two were the Undertones. Billy Doherty and Damien O'Neill went on to form that Petrol Emotion, I think. Johnny McDade of Snow Patrol, a pointless answer. Mark McLennan is Snow Patrol, Michael Bradley and Paul McLoon, both from The Undertones. And two more members of Snow Patrol here, Paul Wilson and Tom Simpson. Westlife, the best answer you could have given is Mark Feeley. He would have scored you one. Nicky Byrne would have scored three. Shane Phelan, five. Kian Egan, nine. Brian McFadden, 10. We've heard all of you two, and Snow Patrol, there are a few answers. Nathan Connolly would have scored you two, Johnny Quinn three, and the lead singer Gary Lightbody would have scored you six.
How many of them are in Snow Patrol?
Well, there have been seven over the years.
That's a huge patrol.
That's a lot, isn't it? And three of them scored points and four of them didn't. That's going to make for a long transatlantic flight soon, isn't it, when see this go out?
Whoa, yeah.
I tell you what, if you were Nathan Connolly and sitting next to Paul Wilson on a plane, you'd be making something of that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. You would.
Johnny McDade won't be happy.
No.
Gary Lightbody will be saying, look, I'm the lead singer, guys. I got 6 points on pointless. What did you get? Oh, nothing. Yeah, that's why. So I get the big bucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Snow Patrol may have broken up purely because of this round.
Sorry. Thanks very much indeed, Richard. So at the end of our second round, I'm sorry to say the pair heading home with their impressive score of 200. Steve and Andrea, I'm sorry that, as you said, this wasn't your dream round, but Patrick O'Flaherty was a highlight, certainly. We'll look forward to seeing you again next time, and I'm sure you'll do much, much better then. But thanks very much for playing meantime, Steve and Andrea. But for the remaining two pairs, it's now time for our head-to-head. Congratulations, Helen and Stephen, Anya and Hannah. You are now one step closer to the final and a chance to play for our jackpot, which currently stands at £4,250. So here's the bit where we have to decide who gets to play for that jackpot, and we do that by making you go head-to-head. The difference is you can now play as teams and confer before you give your answers, and the first pair to win two questions will be playing for that jackpot. Well, Helen and Stephen, this is more like it, isn't it? Don't you feel? I mean, it's not just the suit. I think something else has changed. Something else.
Mainly the suit.
It's not just the suit. I think, Helen, I don't know if you polish your glasses. There's something. I don't know. There's something.
I did give them a bit of a wipe over.
It's, yeah, well, very, very well done. Fantastic turnaround. Anya and Hannah also. Very. Only one misstep, which was Sean Ritchie. But apart from that, Fergal Sharkey came riding to your rescue. So very, very well done. I think now you can put your heads together. You can relax a bit and enjoy it a bit more. So very, very best luck to both pairs. Let's play the head-to-head. OK, here comes your first question, and it concerns aquatic and semi-aquatic mammals. Aquatic and semi-aquatic mammals.
Yep, we're about to show you five pictures of aquatic and semi-aquatic mammals. Now you just have to tell us what they are, please. We're going to give you some initials as well. Best of luck.
OK, let's reveal our freshwater mammals, and here they are. We have got A, P, B, M, C, A, R, D, D, B, S, and E, C. There we are. Five aquatic and semi-aquatic mammals. Now, Helen and Stephen, you've been our low scorers throughout the show so far, so you will go first.
We're going to go with B, manatee.
Say Helen and Stephen. Now, Anya and Hannah, do you want to talk us through the rest of the board and then select which one you want to submit?
Well, A is a platypus. C is a river dolphin of some description, but I don't know the first word.
Somewhere.
Some is a something seal, but the one we're going for is E, which is capybara.
Capybara. So we have manatee versus capybara. Helen and Stephen said a manatee for B. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it. It's right. It is a manatee. 46. Meanwhile, Anya and Hannah have said that E is a capybara. A capybara. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said that. Capybara. It's right. And it beats 46. 20 for Capybara. Very well done. Which means you've nicked it. Anya and Hannah, after one question, you're up 1-0.
Yeah, two good answers there. Let's fill in the rest of the board. You're right about platypus. A would have scored you 81 points. A very big score. Now, you're right about this third one, so it's a river dolphin. Everyone can work that out. African is one letter too many. Asian is one letter too few. Amazon river dolphin. Actually scores 21 points. So it wouldn't have got you the points. And D is the best answer on the board. You found them around Lake Baikal in Russia, and it's a Baikal seal. Very well done if you said that at home. 1 point.
Thanks very much indeed. OK, here comes your second question. Helen and Stephen, you have to win this one to stay in the game. Best of luck. It concerns Tom Cruise films. Tom Cruise films. Richard.
It's going to show you the initials now of five Tom Cruise films. Can you work out which of these is the most obscure?
OK, let's reveal our five Tom Cruise films in initial form. And here they come. We've got BOTFOJ, 1989, IWTV, 1994, AFGM, 1992, TLS, 2003, and RB, 1983. I'll read those all one last time. BOTFOJ, 1989, IWTV, 1994, AFGM, 1992, TLS, 2003, and RB, 1983. There we are. Now then, Anya and Hannah, you go first this time.
Yeah, okay. Come on. TLS, I think, is The Last Samurai.
The Last Samurai, say Anya and Hannah. The Last Samurai. Now, Helen and Stephen, do you want to talk us through the board?
We think it's Born on the 4th of July, Interview with the Vampire, A Few Good Men. RB. He wasn't in, like, Rocky Balboa or anything, was he? I think...
Or the second one?
Oh, that's one of his most popular films.
Top one.
Yeah. Born on the 4th of July.
You're going to go for Born on the 4th of July, the Bot Fodge. OK, now, Anya and Hannah have said The Last Samurai. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many of our 100 people said The Last Samurai. He's right. Helen and Stephen, meanwhile, have gone for Born on the 4th of July. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said that. It's right. Oh, it's close. 22. Which means Anya and Hannah, very, very well done indeed. After only two questions, you're straight through to the final, 2-0.
Yeah, very well played, and you should have said Interview with the Vampire. It would have scored you 6 points. It's the best answer up there.
Oh, my God.
In fact, you gave us the top answer of all, because A Few Good Men also scores less than Born on the 4th of July. It would have scored you 21 points. And the film that sort of launched him, really, from 1983, is Risky Business.
Ah, of course.
That would have scored you 13.
I don't remember him in Raging Bull. thanks very much indeed. So the pair leaving us at the end of the head-to-head round. I can't believe it. It's Helen and Stephen. You've shown that you actually knew the answer that might have saved you. Oh, I'm sorry. We have to say goodbye. It's been great having you on the show. You've done so well today as well.
It's been a lot of fun being here.
Thank you. Well, thanks so much for being Helen and Stephen. Great contestants. But for Anya and Hannah, it's now time for our pointless final. Congratulations, Anya and Hannah. You fought off all the competition and you have won our coveted pointless trophy. You now have a chance to win our pointless jackpot. And at the end of today's show, the jackpot stands at £4,250. Well, that's quite a nice jackpot it's turned into. And if ever a couple deserve to win the jackpot, it's you. You've done so well. Your only performance on Pointless. As always, you get to choose your category. We'll put four up on the board and you pick one of those. Let's hope there's something up there you like. Best of luck. Today's choices are female firsts, classical music, Scottish politics, and 1980s films of Brat Pack actors.
What do you think? Which do you favour?
I would probably say the top one, although I don't really understand what it means.
Well, women who came did something first. Let's go for female first.
Female firsts.
Female firsts. It is, Richard.
Okay, judging from some of the things you said you were interested in, there might be some things in here that interest you. Three very different questions. We are looking for any novel or novella written by Edith Wharton, the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize. So any novel or novella by Edith Wharton. Any female prime minister, any female who was the first prime minister of her country up to January 2014. And as always, by country, we mean a sovereign state that's a member of the UN. Or any Catherine Bigelow film. So she's the first woman to win the Best Director Oscar. We're looking for any feature film made for cinema release up to April 2014, for which she received a directing credit, please. So Edith Wharton novels, the first female prime ministers of their country, or Catherine Bigelow films. Very, very best of luck.
Thanks very much indeed. OK, as always, you've got up to 1 minute to come up with three answers, and all you need to win that jackpot is for just one of those answers to be pointless.
OK.
OK, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
OK, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. There they are. Your time starts now.
We've got Mrs. Bandaranaike for Ceylon or Sri Lanka.
OK.
First female prime minister. Bandaranaike.
OK.
Obviously, Indira Gandhi, Gilda Meir.
OK.
Can't remember a single Edith Wharton novel.
Me neither.
Gone straight out of my head.
No.
Catherine Bigelow film, she did The Hurt Locker, didn't she?
Yes. Oh, right, OK. Anything
else?
Film. Yeah, I'm trying to think about anything else.
She was up for something last year, though. Should we go for three female prime ministers?
I think we should probably go for three female prime ministers.
Yeah. So there's one in Iceland, and I know that she's something daughter, but I can't remember her name.
So what's the first one?
Mrs. Bandaranaike.
What's her first name?
Well, that she's always called that, Mrs. Bandaranaike.
Cool.
She wasn't called anything else.
Nice.
Ceylon. Golda Meir, Israel.
10 seconds left.
Yeah.
And Indira Gandhi. She's a big one.
Okay.
Okay, you're happy with those?
Yeah.
Well, your time is now up. Let's have your three answers.
Mrs. Bandaranaike, Ceylon.
Mrs. Bandaranaike.
Yeah. Golda Meir.
Golda Meir.
Golda Meir. And what did I say?
Gandhi.
Indira Gandhi.
Indira
Gandhi. Okay. Of those three, which do you think is your best shot at a pointless answer?
Mrs. Bandaranaike.
Mrs. Bandaranaike, we'll put last. Least likely to be pointless?
Indira Gandhi.
Indira Gandhi and Golda Meir we'll put in the middle. Okay. Let's pop those up on the board then in that order. And here they are. We've got Indira Gandhi, we've got Golda Meir, and we've got Mrs. Bandaranaike. There they are. Well, very, very best of luck. £4,250. Nice looking jackpot. What would you do if you won that? Hannah, I'll come to you first.
Big family holiday. Take our newly, well, a couple of years old now, nephews for their first holiday.
Lovely.
Get a big house somewhere.
Very
nice. My impoverished son. All of them, all together, the whole gang.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to add to that, Anya?
Well, if we haven't fought for a fortnight, we'd then go off to Poland and do a similar thing.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Introduce the kids to the old homeland.
Excellent. Well, very, very best of luck. Three good answers on the board. Let's find out. Indira Gandhi, your first answer obviously has to be correct and has to be pointless for you to win for £4,250. Let's see how many people said Indira Gandhi. It's right. Well, if this goes all the way down to zero, you will leave here immediately with £4,250. Indira Gandhi now taking us down through the 20s, 28. Not a bad score. I think you were expecting that to be a high score while you put it first. So there we are, not a pointless answer. Only two more shots at today's jackpot. Your next answer was Golda Meir. Now, let's hope nobody said this. If it's right, if it is pointless, you will win, as I say, £4,250. How many people said Golda Meir? Is it pointless? It's right. Well, Indira Gandhi took us all the way down to 28. Golda Meir now taking us down, passing 28, into the teens, into single figures. Down we go, still, five. Five. Again, not a pointless answer. Brilliant low score there. Everything, though, is now riding on your third and final answer, which is Mrs. Bandaranaike. What a great-sounding answer that is. Has to be right, then it has to be pointless for you to win for £4,250. Let's see how many people said Mrs. Bandaranaike. It's right. Okay, your first answer, Indira Gandhi, took us down to 28. Golda Meir then took us down to 5. Mrs. Bandranaike now going down. Oh no! 1! One! Oh, sure, that was going all the way down. I am so sorry. Oh, what a brilliant, brilliant third answer. Unfortunately, you didn't manage to find that all-important pointless answer, though, which means you don't walk away with today's jackpot of £4,250. That will roll over onto the next show. But we've really enjoyed having you on. And just for one show, you've made such an impact, an amazing performance right across the show. And you get a pointless trophy each to take away for your troubles. But well done.
That was unlucky. That was really unlucky. I'm so sorry. There's so few scoring answers in that category as well. And Sirimavo Bandranaike happens to be one. One of the other answers you were thinking of was Johanna Sigurðardóttir. She would have scored 1 as well.
Oh, well.
Imagine that. It would have been awful, wouldn't it? There's, as I say, very few scores at all in that category. Those two both scored 1. Benazir Bhutto would have scored you 2. Julia Gillard from Australia would have scored you 4. And Margaret Thatcher. What do you think Margaret Thatcher would have scored you?
Be high.
95. That would have been 95. They're the only ones who scored in that category. I'll go through some of the pointless answers in a moment, but we'll start with the Edith Wharton novels. You didn't give yourself any time to think of those. I think you went for the right category. Fast and Loose was a pointless answer. You could have had Summer, you could have the Buccaneers, The Reef, a few others. You could have had A Sun at the Front, Hudson River Bracketed, you could have had The Glimpses of the Moon, you could have The Touchstone, Twilight Sleep. All of those are pointless answers. Let's take a look at a few Prime Ministers. Jenny Shipley, who's the first female Prime Minister of New Zealand. Kim Campbell, who was Canada. Portia Simpson-Miller from Jamaica. And Yulia Tymoshenko, who's been in the news a lot, from the Ukraine. She would have been a pointless answer. Let's look at Catherine Bigelow films. Blue Steel was a pointless answer. K-19, The Widowmaker. The Ralph Fiennes movie, Strange Days. And the Sean Penn, Liz Hurley film, The Weight of Water. Also, The Loveless. Those were all the Catherine Bigelow answers. That's a terrific answer, Sirimavo Bandranaike. But 1 point. Who was that person? I bet it's the same person who got the Icelandic Prime Minister as well.
Surely.
It's the same person who got the brownie badge that I did for Prime Ministers.
Well, thanks very much indeed, Richard. Well, unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to you, Anya and Hannah, but it's been wonderful having you on the show. You've been absolutely brilliant contestants. Thank you so much for playing, Anya and Hannah. Well, very sadly, Anya and Hannah didn't win our jackpot today, which means it rolls over onto the next show and we will be playing for £5,250. Join us then to see if someone can win it. Meanwhile, it's goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.